Hello?
Mr. and Mrs. Mabe in, please.
This is Mr. Mabe.
Hi, Mr. Mabe. This is Bob Wilson, and I'm calling you from Evergreen Cemetery. How are you today?
Not that good.
I'm sorry. Well, listen, the reason I'm calling you today is to offer you a peace of mind through prearranged burial plots that allow you to rest assured that all of the details, you know, can be taken care of for you. Sir?
What's your name again?
Bob,
you're not going to believe this. I lost my job Thursday.
Oh.
Company closed shop. My wife left me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm sitting, but this is so bizarre. I was sitting here just contemplating suicide, and I was praying, asking God for a sign.
Yeah, but I'm just calling you because your name is on a list.
No, you don't understand. I was just 5 minutes ago. I was just praying and asking God for a sign, and you called.
Yeah, but I'm just doing my job.
I know, but something's in control. I don't know what it is, but I mean, you're the angel of death, man.
Well, listen, is there anybody that I can call for you? Do you have relatives? Do you have somebody that we can contact? You know, there's got to be something that we can do. Sir? Mr. Mays? Why don't you let me know exactly what's going on? Go ahead. You can talk to me.
Okay, well, I've been working with this company for about 6 years now. And the wife and wanting to, you know, get out there, you know, we got a kid, and she's wanting to get a bigger house. We have a 2-bedroom house, and I lost my job, and the company shut down. And now she's just frustrated. She moved back in with her mom, and I mean, it's just things aren't worth doing.
Well, I'm sure it's going to all work out.
No. I don't.
Do you have any kids that that we can call, we can contact, and have?
He's 6 years old. He's at his grandmother's house. I mean, you don't understand. I mean, just 5 minutes ago, I was praying, saying, God, you know, help me through this. Give me a sign of some sort.
Well, you
called.
No, I'm not that sign. I'm here. You know, go ahead.
You're the angel of death. I mean,
listen, I can call somebody and have somebody come right over there for
no,
you.
No, look. Okay? I'm glad that you called. I could use your services here. How much is this stuff?
Well, you know, we have different price ranges for different sort of, plots.
Is it this kind of expensive, though, some of it?
Well, it's very affordable, and this way you can take care of all of it.
Do you do financing down there?
Mr. May, you know, you just got done saying that you're thinking of taking your life. Do you have a credit card or a checking account?
Hold on.
Let me ask you this. If I got the paperwork out to you, say, this afternoon, do you think you could maybe hold off until tomorrow?
No, I don't know. I'm going through with this.
Is there anybody that I can call?
I got this gun.
Sir? Mr. Mabe.